Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This weekend, the Chicago band Wilco returns to Massmoca, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams, to curate the second Solid Sound Music and Arts Festival. On the bill are performers Levon Helm, Thurston Moore, Wilco, of course, and Birds of Prey. No, that's not a band. We mean real birds of prey, like this 11-year-old hawk. WBUR's Andrea Shea explains how and why this raptor and the ancient art of falconry are part of the Solid Sound lineup.
It was Wilco manager Tony Margarita's idea. His office is in East Hampton, about 60 miles away from Massmoca. Margarita, Wilco, and Solid Sound organizers were looking for some curious things to include in their festival, and the light bulb went off.
If you see that window behind you, there are a lot of birds of prey out there that circle around by the river. And at some point, I was driving through Hadley, Mass, and saw this sign, just an old beat-up sign with an arrow that said New England Falconry.
I drove to find that same beat-up sign and talked to master falconer Chris Davis about being invited to perform at a music and art fest. His falconry is tucked away on 13 acres of leased land down a grassy driveway behind a handful of dilapidated buildings.
I was quite surprised. You know, I've been a fan of Wilco for some time.
Davis is 56 years old and one of about 30 falconers in Massachusetts, but he's the only one in the state licensed to offer hands-on falconry education. Davis has been doing this since 1979. On this sunny afternoon, his raptors are perched on metal bars staked into the ground under shady trees.
These are Harris's hawks, very interesting birds of prey. And these are all three males that we have here. The males are all about a pound and a half in weight with a wingspan of about 3.5 feet. So big, but not huge.
Huge enough for this reporter to feel mildly freaked out in their presence. They have reddish-brown feathers, long tails, and long legs. They do not wear hoods like in the movies. I see clearly those piercing eyes, their pointy beaks, and needle-sharp talons. Essentially, they are perfect hunting machines. I wonder if the red-winged blackbirds flying around in the adjacent field are safe.
These small birds that are around have nothing to worry about with these Harris's hawks. They just simply aren't quick enough or maneuverable enough to catch them.
What about reporters?
Reporters are pretty safe as far as I'm aware.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at their beaks and their talons and what skilled hunters they are.
Right, that's right. Yeah, so they're very formidable in terms of the beak and the feet. And the feet, of course, are the business end of the bird.
It seems the falconer-hawk relationship is all business as well. They are not pets, Davis says. They are hunters, and they want meat. Davis gives them chunks of raw beef. That's how he conditions them from a very young age to return to his glove. I find it curious that Davis doesn't name his birds, but again, that's because they aren't pets. When they're about 10 days old, he slips a numbered band around their ankles and uses the last two digits to identify them.
That's 95, the 11-year-old bird over there, and he's food begging. He's saying, feed me, rah, rah, rah. And we may hear other calls today if they see something that they don't like. They have a long, drawn-out, harsh, scolding call.
What does that sound like?
Rah. It sounds scary and like they're not happy. And so as a social raptor, they're a bit vocal. And when we get geared up and get ready to fly a bird and I get a glove for you and my vest and glove, he'll be food begging because he knows the routine.
The routine is Davis puts on a meat-filled vest, untethers 95 from his perch, transfers the hawk to his arm, and we walk out to the open field. I watch the bird's lethal talons grasp the falconer's leather arm glove. 95 also wears bells attached to little straps called jesses.
So the swivel and the leash are removed before the bird is flown. The jesses stay in. So I've got to take that equipment off. And then we'll be all set to go.
Then Davis raises his arm to shoulder height, and 95 takes off, gliding silently to a wooden post in the tall grass. The feathery hunter immediately starts to scan the ground for lunch. Then Davis raises his glove again, and the bird returns.
Wow.
Beautiful.
When it's my turn, Davis releases 95 again. I raise my glove, and the 1.5-pound raptor comes to me. I'll say it's quite something to be this close to such a powerful predator. It's breathtaking. I get a rush of adrenaline. Davis calls the bird back. But is it art? Davis says yes.
It's actually called the art in practice. The practice being like anything, you're practicing. You're never reaching the end. You're always learning. And the birds are teaching me far more than I'm teaching them.
Chris Davis admits he's a little nervous about bringing his Harris' hawks to a crowded music festival like Solid Sound this weekend. He has yet to decide if the public will be able to handle the birds or if he'll concentrate on demonstrations. But he does know how to condition his birds of prey for the experience.
I'm going to give these birds some pretty intense exposure with me in the house this week. I'm going to crank up the rock and roll, to tell you the truth.
Get them used to it.
Get them used to it. Exactly right.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
All I can see is black and white and white and pink.